We are now on 55.9. Okay, when you make an apple or a plum, if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and what? Or what about the skin of a dried apple? You might say it was all.
Yeah. Sure, a dried apple makes you dried apple pies about that long.
About a foot, yeah.
Best pie in the world, yeah. Not made out of dried apples, fresh dried apples.
What about some of those leafy vegetables that come in heads? What do you call those?
Cabbage.
Uh-huh. And you might say, I like these.
Cabbage. Yeah.
And speaking about the size, you'd say, these.
Cabbage about that big is the best, I think.
About 4 inches, yeah.
Yeah.
When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say you'd have to...
You'd have to shell them, yeah.
The kind of large, flat beans that you don't eat in the pod, what are those called?
I guess you boil them, I guess. Eat them boiled beans, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You ever have any other names for butter beans?
Yeah, butter beans, yeah. That's what they just boil, cooked with a piece of meat in them. Boil them just till they're done, yeah. Mm-hmm. Put a little salt and pepper on them.
What about the, when you take the tops off of turnips and you cook them, and you make a mess of what?
When you cook, peel the turnips, you cook the turnips, and you always cook the greens, too, but you cook them separate.
Okay, the type of, what type of greens do you use?
Mostly mushroom. Some use a straight leaf mushroom, some curly leaf mushroom. And turnip greens, mix it half and half, and boil it, cook it. It's good that way.
How would you ask someone to buy lettuce?
Lettuce? Mm-hmm. You buy it at any food store. Mm-hmm. They have lettuce. They have the curly leaf lettuce, then they have the broad leaf lettuce. Either one.
What about, if you ask someone to buy you some lettuce, you'd say, please buy me 3 blank of lettuce.
Yeah.
What do they come in? 3 blank of lettuce. Mm-hmm.
They come in lettuce heads. Yeah. Come in heads, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you would have, you have 2 boys and 3 girls, you would say you have... Or did you ever speak of them, you know, boys and girls as being so many heads?
So many heads.
Did you ever speak about that? You know, when you're talking about a group of boys and girls?
Yeah.
They'd be so many heads. And you might say, I've got 5...